Today is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. The epistle to be read today is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth, he had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my door. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Words taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, today's gospel is a short excerpt from the first chapter of St. Luke, who records this, among other things, the greatest event in the whole history of the world. For according to St. Augustine and others, there is no greater moment in time than when the eternal Son of God became man and thus took upon himself a created human nature. Thus he became the God-man and the divine Savior, while Mary, the mother, became the mother of the divine Savior and the mother of God. And this happened immediately after she said to the archangel, Be it done unto me according to thy word. At that moment, the second person of the Blessed Trinity joined to himself a created human nature and became man. But to prepare for this moment, Mary had been immaculately conceived and preserved from original sin and the dominion of the devil because she was to become the mother of God. And thus, my dear friends, by a unique gift of grace, by a most special and extraordinary privilege of Almighty God, in view of the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, Our Lady was preserved free from all stain of original sin. In today's Mass, the Church praises the infinite wisdom and power of God when she says, Thou didst prepare a worthy dwelling for thy Son. For the Blessed Virgin Mary is the worthy dwelling for the eternal Son of God. St. Augustine put it this way. He said, All men must confess themselves to be sinners, except the Holy Virgin Mary, whom I desire, he said, for the sake of the honor of the Lord to leave entirely out of the question when the talk is of sin. In other words, we are all sinners. The only human being who never sinned was the Blessed Virgin Mary. When the archangel thus appeared to her, he greeted her with these mysterious words, as it were, "Hail, full of grace." And by these words, he meant that Our Lady had a fullness of grace, which began with her conception and then extended over her whole life. And from the earliest ages of Christianity, Christians have imitated the example of the archangel and saluted the Blessed Virgin in these words, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." In fact, my dear friends, from the most ancient times, the Hail Mary was called the angelic salutation. And over time, it came to be divided into two parts. The first part was revealed to us by Almighty God in the message of the angel and in the inspired words of Saint Elizabeth, while the second part of the prayer, which begins with the words, "Holy Mary, Mother of God," that was given to us by the Church. The Hail Mary is among the simplest of prayers, and yet it is the most sublime and most beautiful among all the prayers we could ever say. St. Louis de Montfort says of the Hail Mary that it draws down upon us the blessings and love of Jesus and Mary in abundance, if we pray it properly. That is, if we strive to pray it with attention and devotion. St. Louis de Montfort went on to record that our Blessed Mother once appeared to St. Mechtild. St. Mechtild was a 12th century Benedictine religious nun. And she appeared to her to teach her how to pray the Hail Mary properly. Our Lady said to St. Mechtild, as St. Louis de Montfort writes of it, "My daughter, I want you to know that no one can please me more than by saying the salutation which the most adorable Trinity sent me and by which he raised me to the dignity of Mother of God." St. Louis de Montfort says, Our Lady then continued to give a short but beautiful explanation of the words of the Hail Mary. By the word Ave, our Blessed Mother said, "I learned that in his infinite power, God had preserved me from all sin and its attendant misery, to which the first woman, Eve, had been subject. The name Mary, which means Lady of Light, shows that God has filled me with wisdom and light, like a shining star to light up heaven and earth. The words full of grace remind me that the Holy Ghost has showered so many graces upon me that I am able to give these graces in abundance to those who ask for them. When people say the Lord is with thee, they renew the indescribable joy that was mine when the eternal Son of God became incarnate in my womb. When you say, Our Lady said, when you say, blessed art thou among women, I praise Almighty God's divine mercy, which lifted me to this exalted plane of happiness. And the words, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. When these words are said, the whole of heaven rejoices with me to see my Son Jesus adored and glorified for having saved all mankind. What a beautiful and powerful prayer, my dear people, is the Hail Mary. A prayer we all know and have known, most of us, for years. May we ever strive to pray it with the proper attention and devotion, so that God is worthily praised and our most blessed and immaculate Mother Mary is worthily honored and loved by us as she so deserves. Pray then the Hail Mary each day at your daily rosary. Pray the Hail Mary each day at your morning and evening prayers. Pray the Hail Mary in times of temptation. Pray it in times of difficulty and doubt. Pray the Hail Mary in times of need, asking Our Lady's help and protection. Ever mindful that God the Father Himself entrusted the Archangel Gabriel with this salutation, sending it by him to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Therefore, we can be most certain that never can Our Lady be addressed or petitioned in words more honorable, words more pleasing, or words more agreeable to her than when we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.